Hey, how are you?
You cracked it.
How are you, Paul?
Good, Tony. You all right?
Yeah, good.
You're not in France, are you? You're here.
I'm actually in Richmond at the moment, up on Richmond Hill.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Have you emigrated to France, or what's the...
No, I haven't emigrated.
What I'd heard is Tony's emigrated to France to a chateau.
It might have been Kirsty, actually, because she's on my Facebook, and I do post a few pictures of the chateau now and again. Yeah, so it might have come from your dear wife.
So you have got a chateau. There's no chateau denial in that.
No, not at all. I'm very proud of my chateau. It's a labour of love. We bought it 2 years ago, and it's one of those things that you do spontaneously, a bit on a whim. It cost about the same as a one-bedroom flat in London. It sounds grand, but it's not as grand as all that.
Still called a chateau, though.
Exactly, yeah.
So have you been quite busy through this lockdown, then?
Not really. I mean, I've been making my own work, and I've been chasing people. It seems to be picking up now. I'm suddenly getting people giving me calls. And it is weird, because you're suddenly feeling, oh, crikey, I've got to get myself back into that mindset of work,
yeah,
of daily work, and the routine of daily work, and getting up at a certain time instead of laying in till 9:30 or whatever. So it's, once again, I think we all, and you learn a lot during this lockdown, we're all creatures of habit, and we love routine. And I've just given up the old routine of travelling into London, you know, to Spark 44, which is at Old Street, to now it's like you just replace it with another routine of getting up, walking the dog, coming home, you know, making yourself breakfast, making a cup of tea, loading the dishwasher. So I've become a domestic engineer more than anything now.
What have you learned about yourself in this period of being enforced to stay at home?
I think you have to learn patience, and you have to learn to, like, say, look, don't think too much. I was watching Parasite, and there was a bit in it where they're asking their dad, what is your plan? And he said, I don't have a plan. He said, because if you have a plan, the plan goes wrong. And, you know, if you don't have any plan, you're never going to do anything wrong. And I thought, that's true, because I spent a lot of my life making plans, and a lot of the plans have gone pear-shaped. And thankfully, at the moment, I don't have any solid plan in my head, and things happen, which is great.
So, Stan, do you think you'll need to be in the office all the time now? Have you realised that you don't have to be there all the time now? Have you gone, you know what, maybe I don't need to commute over there every day?
I think that's another discipline, you know, that we all have to learn. Working from home is going to be one of those things where I think we've all learned that now. You get used to it. And it's always been one of those ones that I've feared that, you know, if I'm at home, I'll be disturbed all the time. I'll be going to the fridge all the time. I'll be watching daytime TV and becoming a saddo. A lot of those things haven't happened. You just have to make sure that you discipline yourself.
Do you think you're more productive at home, Tony, or at work?
That's a good question, because I'm a freelancer now, so I've got to answer these carefully. That whole notion of how agencies have changed from offices to open plan to trying to approach somebody with headphones on, you know, it's definitely advertising, and I call it advertising, has changed quite unrecognisably. But at home, I don't really wear headphones all day whilst I'm working. It's interesting that you just apply yourself more at home. You're not disturbed as much. Meetings were the bane of my life at many of the agencies that I worked at.
Right, Paul, do you want to give Tony one of our serious questions?
Yeah, come on, these are the things that, you know, are the priority at the moment.
Exactly.
Tony, you've always been quite a smart dresser, actually. So one of our new questions is, when was the last time that you wore unelasticated trousers?
You know, I've been listening to other people's replies, especially you, Paul, when you were talking about putting on a pair of jeans and it felt strange. I haven't worn, it's near enough 3 months since I wore even jeans, let alone a pair of trousers. So I've been wearing shorts the entire time. I used to find it really weird when you went into an office and the younger chaps around you were wearing shorts. I thought, that's not on. You can't come to work wearing shorts. But now at home, I just wear shorts all the time. And it's going to be difficult when I go back to not wear shorts.
It is, you know, it's quite weird, actually, you say that, because I used to say that to the staff at work as well. In the summer, I'd always, you know, I'd always wear jeans. I'd never go into work with shorts on. And you'd get the younger people coming and they've got shorts on. You go, is that really appropriate for the office? And everyone looks at you as if you're mad.
Yeah, I know. It's like that you suddenly feel, I felt like my dad.
So, Tony, are you drinking more or less in the lockdown?
But it's interesting that because of pubs no longer being open. I mean, I do love a beer, and I love a poured cask beer. I'm not a big fan of drinking beer from cans, but wine is definitely flowing, and probably flowing too much. So, you know, it's of an evening about 6 o'clock, you say, should I open a bottle? You don't usually start drinking at 6 o'clock. I feel very guilty if I open a second bottle, not just for myself, but for me and my wife.
So, Tony, recommend something that people could watch, listen to, or read in this period that they might not have considered.
The one thing I'm watching that I love watching is Spring Watch. I mean, I know it's into summer now, but Spring Watch is still on. Watching that is incredible. I am a bit of a bird watcher, and whenever I go over Richmond Park, I would try and practice mindfulness as much as I can, because your brain is going all the time and sort of like thinking, what am I supposed to be doing? The phone doesn't ring. What this, what that?
Yeah.
And the best thing to say, to try and just fix yourself in the moment, is to look at wildlife around you. And, you know, I've heard everyone saying the skies are bluer. You can hear the bird song louder than ever before. And I think that's all part and parcel of this awakening, where people who don't usually listen to that sort of thing are now all becoming interested in it.
So have you seen anything different? Have you seen anything different with animals or wildlife?
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about that, Dave, is that this is the season, we've been through the season and probably still in it, where eggs are hatching in Richmond Park. They're calving at the moment, as in the female deer, the does, are giving birth. And if humans go anywhere near them, they will chase them. And I've been chased through Richmond Park with my dog, you know, by about four does coming at me. And they are really dangerous.
So, have you attempted to bake any sourdough?
Not me. My wife has been baking lots of stuff. Yeah, you know, she's a good cook as well, and she's also been making lots of cake. You're talking about elasticated waistlines. I think I might need that. I think that eating has definitely been something that I've increased on, you know, and within that, so is my weight. I've been trying to get out and exercise every day and, you know, as I was saying, try and do 10,000 steps every day at least, because otherwise I'd be the size of a house.
So have you seen an ad in this period that you can remember, for good or bad reasons?
I think that I'm the same as everybody else. And had you asked me, the first person to answer this, I wouldn't have, you know, had given you the same answer, because we've all seen too many of these Zoom, you know, multi-screen ads. And it's quite incredible that in this time where you'd be expecting people to be rising to the challenge, you know, it seems to have, people have been totally stifled. And maybe once again, that's a fear thing. You know, if one person's done it and it seems to have been successful, other people will follow the format. I think that there's a fear of failure flying around. And also, I think it's fear of sticking your head above the parapet and saying something in a time when thousands of people are dying. You say one thing out of place, and this is where we're all watching it on TV when it comes to the Prime Minister's briefing. You've got people saying the same thing, and when they were asked questions, they were faltering, they were like fluffing around it, and it's like nobody's saying anything definitive anymore, and everyone's scared for their job to say anything. And that's why they kept saying, well, we're following the science. It's like, put this on somebody else, you know, I'm just following my orders, and I want you to follow the orders that I'm putting out now. So, but we're going to get somebody else in today. We're going to get in Priti Patel to say it. Dominic Raab might come in, you know, and it's, you know, and it's everybody. Then they sort of like say, pass over to the scientists, and they'll go through the same chart you saw the following day and wrap it up in a different voice. But it's all saying the same thing. And I think that's a bit of a problem, is that everybody hasn't got anything new to say. They're all trying to find a different way to say the same thing. That is a terrible problem, because the accountability that's flying around now, you know, even ads, you know, are accountable. And, you know, so if you said anything that is in any way inflammatory, you can edit and put it back on air again. But it's best to just get it, you know, totally watertight up front. So I think that that's stifled creativity a lot and originality. I was expecting, because I said this a long time ago, I said, well, with all the rules that are going to be flying around on lockdown, animation is going to rise and we're going to see some incredible animation.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen any.
I thought that as well, and slightly simpler, more unusual structures to ads, but maybe it will, but it might take a while to come through. But I thought the same thing.
Yes, maybe in the same way that there's delays on everything at the moment until everyone's verified everything. I think that, you know, that maybe there's going to be a delay and we'll see a glut of brilliant commercials coming through. You know, when you look on LinkedIn or something like that, and there's Ben Kay putting up all these great commercials that were done 10 years ago or even further, 20 years ago, just think, where are those sort of ads nowadays?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same sort of names keep cropping up, you know, the same directors, you know, the Frank Hudgens, the Tony Kaye, Jonathan Glazer, you know, and you look back and think that was incredible ads. And if there's one ad, I did see an ad last night that absolutely shocked me. It was in the middle of, and I don't want to upset anyone, but it didn't feel like it had been written by an advertising team. It was just content, which was a Volkswagen ad that rattled on for about 3 minutes. It was Martin Kemp and his son Roman Kemp together in a Volkswagen. Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, look at the glorious past of Volkswagen commercials, and suddenly it's come to that. And, you know, it's like, I wouldn't have minded if it, you know, I could deal with a 3 minute commercial following the road trip of a father and son, but the jokes in it were woeful, and the writing was just, my toes were curling. That's a low bar to go for.
I'll track that one down. I don't know that.
You should have a look, Dave. I mean, I think you'll be...
It didn't feel like an agency had written it. It felt like...
No, not at all.
Maybe, hopefully it wasn't. All right, excellent. Great to talk to you, Tony.
You too, Dave.
Have fun in France.
Thank you.
We'll have to get together for a beer when the pubs are open.
Let's do that.
Bye, then. Cheers. Bye-bye.